Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Okay, so hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social impact in their communities. And today we have a very special guest, Judy Fox, who's been, you know, hugely active on LinkedIn and, you know, inspiring me almost every day, actually, with the stuff that you're doing. But Judy, why don't you give a little bit of an introduction about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor?
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I am Judy Fox. I go by the hashtag FoxRocks on LinkedIn. And, what was the question again? I am making a difference because I already just impacted your life. You told me that you're being inspired by me. And literally, isn't it just about like one person? I mean, there you go. I made an impact.
I like it. No, I'm serious about that when I say those kind of things, because the impact you can make on people's lives, even if it's just that one person, right? That means the difference. And you know, the stuff that you've been posting, it's inspirational for me, and the consistency of it's inspirational.
Honestly, you even just saying that is, you realize you're then going out as a ripple effect and making a difference. So literally me just impacting one person doesn't even impact one person. If I'm kind to somebody at the grocery store and I lift up their day with a smile and some joy, that ripple effects into their family and into their evening. And it's just a ripple effect.
Yeah. I remember a story just really quickly. There was a student that I went to college with, and he international student, and he was new to Canada, and he didn't know about winter, the effects of winter in Canada, which I don't know if you've experienced a lot of it.
I lived in Chicago at one point, so
close enough,
that might have given me a taste.
Yeah, just think of that a little bit more. But he didn't have a coat, and so I bought him a coat, and it was, you know, $20, and that was it, because it was just a really quick winter coat, and he still talks to me about that.
Right? Yeah, so the ripple it makes effect a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also want to shout out my official purple hint today. This is actually a black top, just need everyone to know, but I'm inspiring by bringing some color, a pop of color into your life.
I love it. So why don't we jump into the first question. So with your introduction, how are you making a positive social impact in your community?
I think the right now, because of running the LinkedIn Local Richmond event, and I'm really kind of challenging the thought process of how a networking event even has to go. It's like merge TED Talk with a birthday party.
Okay.
I want it to be fun. I want it to not stress anyone out. I want it to have a bit of a celebrational feel to it. So a little bit, but packs a punch of knowledge with the TED Talk kind of aspect. So I hope that's what I achieve, but.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I like it. TEDx, but birthday party. I like it.
Yeah, isn't that fun? We're going to have poppers.
Yeah.
The event venue is never going to have us back.
Yeah, maybe not. So then, do you believe that social impact is an important part of business or a core part of what business should be?
I do. I mean, on a micro scale, a business can have a positive social impact on their own employees and in their own sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. And then as you move out further and further, I think companies could make and can, they definitely do make a huge difference in communities and societies. I think, you know, we're all a part of this system together as the roads, the community, you know, organizations, community centers, any type of, you know, like organization that does food for people who are in need, all of those things combined literally a company is still a part of the community and the organism of making it all work. So yes, I think they need to. I think it's almost in within their duty. The more resources you have, I feel like the more you should give.
I like that statement, within their duty. I like that. It's true. Yeah.
And I don't think it's something, I mean, I think, yes, they need to shout it out. It's almost, it's a social and sustainable model, because if their community of employees aren't functioning, how can they come to work? If their employees aren't getting paid enough money and they can't eat, how can they show up at work and give their best to sitting at their computer and doing the work and the mind and the thought process they need to put into the work?
Mm-hmm.
So it just all becomes a big circle.
It's very cyclical in that sense. It really is.
Yeah. That comes from my like sustainability background. I have a master's in environmental management and sustainability. So.
Nice. That's awesome.
Goes into that.
Yeah. I have an advanced diploma in environmental engineering and environmental management. So awesome.
We like each other so much.
Yeah, I love it. So the final question then, what is your advice for others to begin making a social impact in their communities?
I think the smaller you can start, even just making an impact in your own life, if you're thriving as an individual, you will start making a bigger and bigger impact. It's really hard to go out and make a positive impact on society when you're pretty, when you're just not thriving, when you're struggling day to day. I'm not saying you can't, but it makes it more of a challenge. And I can't even believe some of the things that people have accomplished through those challenges. But I would say to people, it's okay to focus on your, like, your sphere of influence within your ability of making a difference. You don't always have to go huge. And one tip that I have, which is just a random fun little tip, was I made a jar that had people's names in it. And me and my son would pull out a name and we called it our love bomb jar. And we would randomly love on somebody that was in that love bomb jar. It really wasn't a big deal. It wasn't something where we went crazy. Maybe I just got them a gift certificate. Maybe we just did something nice. Maybe we just made sure to go out of our way and spend time with them, but literally just show them a little bit of love in our sphere of our world. Because I don't have always the time to go out and volunteer and do all these millions of things, but showing somebody that love lifts them up. And maybe they can go out and volunteer and do something that I don't think I didn't have the time to do. So
that's amazing. Yeah.
I'm not volunteering.
It's interesting when you talk about the sphere of influence, because some people, in those challenging times, it's hard to realize that your sphere of influence is also, like you said, multiplied by your network, right? So even though it might be small, it might be a friend, it's that friend that then motivates his mood to help someone else and then someone else, right? It's that ripple effect.
And I've been there on the receiving end when I went through a tough time. I had so many friends, but one in particular comes to mind, and she had me over her house on an almost weekly basis to eat meals with her and her family because I needed community. Mm-hmm. And if she didn't do that, the ripple effect of her doing that is actually who I am even now today. That she did that for almost a solid, she did it for almost a solid year.
Wow.
That's community. That's commitment to a friend. I mean, it's powerful. I want to give her a hug right now.
A virtual hug.
Yeah. I can go hug her. She's not that far away. But.
Awesome. No, that's an amazing story. And Judy, I just wanted to thank you for being on the Social Impactor podcast. I think that note that we ended on about community, but that ripple effect, I think that is something that everyone can put into action, but realize the effects of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If there's any way that you want people to follow you, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
I guess you can find me on LinkedIn really well by searching for hashtag FoxRocks. So spell the full name, R-O-C-K-S. And then the other way would be to just go to judyfox.com. But you got to go J-U-D-I-F-O-X.
Okay, J-U-D-I.
Sends you to a sculpture. She makes beautiful artwork, but it is not me.
Okay, so J-U-D-I Fox.
J-U-D-I Fox.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks, Judy.